I'm standing on the streets of Cardiff, just a few hundred yards away from the Millennium Stadium, where Wales took on South Africa just a few hours ago. A pulsating encounter saw five tries scored, two of which were put over the line by Wales' impressive 18-year-old debutant, George North. Warren Gatland's side had raced into a 17-9 lead at the break, and the fans were beginning to think Wales' first win of the Autumn International Series was on its way. But in the second half, South Africa demonstrated exactly why they're world champions, hauling themselves back into the match and holding on to a narrow 29-25 lead as the final whistle sounded. The 54,000 fans who'd paid up to £60 for a ticket were rewarded with an electrifying game of rugby. But despite a much improved performance from Wales, they left the stadium with an overriding feeling of disappointment.
At least it was a contest today and not simply a match, because last week wasn't even a contest. But yet again, it's another example of a glorious failure, I'm afraid. They just, when it really mattered, they lost their bottle and we lost the game.
Quick word on George North, stunning debut from the 18-year-old today.
That was just, that was fairy book stuff. And it wasn't just the tries, he played exceptionally well.
And what are your predictions for the rest of the series?
They're not going to beat the All Blacks, full stop.
Yeah, I thought it was a cracking game. Disappointing result for myself, but very good game, very good atmosphere. Absolutely loved it.
I thought it was a great match. I thought Wales played well up front and played well at the back, which is different to what happened last week. Disappointing result, but actually it was a 50-50, and against the world champions, that was a fantastic place to be. So, like to win, but pretty happy with the way they played.
Going into the final two games, obviously Fiji next week, you've really got to go and win that one, haven't you?
We'll kick Fiji into touch. New Zealand, bit of a different proposition, but if we hold New Zealand close, that'd be a fantastic game.
I thought the first half we didn't have too much possession, but when we had the ball, we scored or left that in. And the second half, I'm not sure what happened, but we just seemed to slack off. And I thought it was a very good effort by George North first half. Scored two tries, good effort. South Africa there for the taking, and we didn't quite do it.
What about the rest of the series? Obviously Fiji next week, but the New Zealand one's now a very interesting game. Do you think you can give the All Blacks a decent match here?
No.
What did you make of today's game?
Yeah, we loved the atmosphere, but I did feel a bit sad that the Welsh fans couldn't cheer when South Africa scored, because it's an Autumn International at the end of the day, and everybody should be a little bit more hospitable and cheer when the opposing side scores. It's not as if it's against England.
What did you make of the result then? Because South Africa very much there for the taking, were they? Especially at half-time lead.
They were very
lead.
Much there for the taking. We should have cleaned it up at half-time. We should have had a few more scores just before the whistle blew, and then when they came out, they were clearly way above us in the second half, because they were a little bit more powerful, and we just didn't have the impetus that we had in the first half.
And what do you make of the rest of the series? What are your predictions?
I think we should beat Fiji, and I think we will be hammered by the All Blacks.